Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Former Simmons Bank executive Adam Mitchell has been named as the new president of Citizens Bank. The Batesville-based bank has a larger-than-you-might-think footprint around the state. Well, where does Mitchell see opportunity? And what's at work for community banks looking to manage themselves in this age of financial technological revolution?
How does it feel to be a newly named president of a bank? That's a pretty good feeling, I would think.
It is a good feeling. It's an honor. And, you know, it's been a wild first week. I've been hitting the roads, but seeing a lot of our great people and team. We have just a lot of really wonderful associates and looking forward to being part of the Citizens Bank family.
You got about 20 years banking experience under your belt right there. A lot of it was Simmons Bank. What made you jump to Citizens Bank there? What was the appeal of a Citizens Bank?
Well, obviously the opportunity to be president of the bank, to lead a team, but also get to also be part of a community bank that's growing within the state, that's investing in technology, wants to be innovative, but also bridge that between innovation and customer service, and leading a really talented team and trying to get out of the way to help them be successful.
So, I want to come back to technology in a second, but you used the phrase community bank, and it's one that comes up a whole lot. How do we define a community bank these days? Is it a size? Is it a geography? Is it just what we want a community bank to be like and feel like and sound like?
Yeah, I would say it's more of a definition. When you say you're a community bank, how do you deliver that? There's not necessarily a size. We have some great banks, including the one I came from, that are great community banks. But, you know, it's really about delivering products and services down at the local level. And, you know, every community still needs to a bank, and how you deliver that and not have a big bank of appeal, you know, where you're dealing with a person one-on-one, you're taking care of them, you're taking care of all their services, you take care of their family, you're knowing about their dogs, their aunts, their uncles, you know, the whole relationship development of a community bank. And then last but not least, just giving back to the community. You know, you start taking banks out of the communities in Arkansas and the South, I mean, it really hurts those communities. So, you know, our job is to be a good corporate citizen in the community, to be there to help people.
I'm not gonna make sure that you get all of these, but give me a little bit of the footprint of Citizens around the state of Arkansas.
Okay, so you start off in our headquarters in Batesville, North Central. So you go up there, and we hit the Imboden area to Mountain View, Cave City. Come on down a ways, and then you go down to hit Hot Springs, Arkadelphia, Monticello, then South Arkansas, Hamburg, cross it, Portland, and then you go up to Northwest Arkansas with the Fayetteville, Rogers, and Springdale.
And then you're in Little Rock.
That's
so
right.
Would there be a bigger Little Rock presence? I would assume
that's
if you're going to
plan,
be here,
yes.
that would be the plan.
That is, yes.
So talk a little bit about growth strategy for me. Where and how will Citizens, obviously without revealing, you know, company secrets, but
right.
I mean, what's the plan for the next 5-10 years?
Well, the plan is, you know, we have a very strong balance sheet and capital levels, and so the plan really is to stick to our community banking philosophy, but add innovation technology to that and do things a little differently. So, you know, I feel like as customers, you need all services. You need one-on-one personal touch, but you also need mobile banking, those type of things. So our idea is to be more nimble, to deliver to the market new products and services that are a little bit different than other community banks around our geography, but grow in a measured pace. Obviously, keeping asset quality and capital are our number one priorities, but grow with talent and spend a lot of energy on people and technology.
Tell me a little bit about technology, because that is a challenge for smaller banks. Bigger banks, obviously, bigger platforms, bigger opportunity. Plus, when you look at how younger generations now, particularly millennials, interface with their financial experience here, I've got a 23-year-old son. He got a $5,000 small business loan on something on his phone for a little enterprise that he wanted to start up in Texas.
Right.
didn't go to the bank for that.
Right.
What's the challenge there for you guys?
The challenge is there's no barriers to entry right now. So, yeah, these fintech companies are coming in who can do payment systems and so forth that banks have to evolve into that. But you can't be one size fits all. You need to have those channels available. And I always say, even the millennials to the Gen X, the baby boomers, they want to know where a person is always in that channel. And I think our key niche is making sure you go to mobile banking to a branch, you have the same experience. But obviously, the where people are going, there's millennials are still coming to branches, mm-hmm. you know, but they're wanting advice, not just open accounts. They want to know how to deal with their financial plan. They're very smart about their retirement. They want to know how to plan for that. You know, how we get to that is where we're going to be fitting in that niche to be an advice and counselor for them, not just open a checking account and say, good, see you later.
Yeah. You know, the barriers for entry, though, in terms of technology for smaller banks and community banks, though, that has come down significantly from where it used to be. The investment
right.
Not that it's not significant, but it doesn't have to be as big as it once was.
No, I mean, you look across the national geography. I mean, you have $100 million banks who are partnering with fintech companies and adding new payment systems to their arsenal. So there's not as much capital that's outlay anymore to get involved in technology. You just gotta do it the right way.
That's Adam Mitchell, president of Citizens Bank of Batesville. You can catch more of our conversation at talkbusiness.net. Well, that's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC. And AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.